On KRVS is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry is located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110. Online at drannlaurent.com.
for the job. That was Francine Reed from her disc Shades of Blue. And the credits to this song go to literally, this is how they have them, listed, Buddy Flett and David, no, Buddy Egan and David Flett. I presume it has to be David Egan and Buddy Flett. So another one of David Egan's great compositions. Francine Reed bringing us into the third hour of 4 Hours of Blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS coming up at 1 o'clock. We do hope you stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and at 3 o'clock to stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We're going to go back to, what was it, 2004, during a Festival International de Louisiane here in Lafayette. For two nights at Grant Street, Sonny Landreth was performing, and from those performances came a disc called Grant Street. We're going to turn to that disc now and listen to a performance by Sonny that was just really, really fabulous. Really ethereal guitar on this track. It's like a voice of its own, sort of echoes conjures up images of Blind Willie Johnson or somebody like that. Here's Sonny Landreth with Broken Hearted Road. Sonny Landreth, again from the disc Grant Street, recorded live during two nights in April of 2004, the 23rd and 24th of April of that year, again during Festival International de Louisiana. Sonny Landreth with Broken Hearted Roads. More in the way of contemporary swamp blues, we're going to go next to Houma, Louisiana, from the disc Power of the Pontchartrain. Here's Tab Benoit here on KRVS with a David Egan composition called Good to You, Baby.
Don't waste your time calling me tomorrow. When you wake up, baby, I'll be gone. They laughed about my dreams, talked bad about my loving. If you're so smart, but you don't know nothing. I was good to you, baby. You'll find out someday, maybe. It might drive you crazy. I was good to you, baby. Telling me you got no warning. I did everything, baby, but write it down. You thought you had it made. Surprise, surprise. But turn it around. You're gonna realize I was good to you, babe. You'll find out someday, maybe. Might drive you crazy. I was good to you.
once again, Tab Benoit from his disc Power to the Pontchartrain. This one came out in 2007, and that tune, of course, Good to You Baby, written by David Egan. There was another David Egan composition on this disc called One Foot in the Bayou, which brings us to David himself. We're going to turn to a track from David's last album. It was a self-titled compact disc, came out in 2013, recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Here is David Egan here on KRVS with a number called The Outside.
I'm on the outside, where I've always been. Unlike my so-called friends, like a fool, I thought that I was in. Hopes all raised up to the brim. But to all the little snickers and the greens, I was on the outside once again. I'm on the outside, child. Oh, Lord, I'm a troubled man, troubled man. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. Wise man said to look with thee. That's where everything begins. I read some holy books from start to end, but something in my heart won't seem to mend. It cuts right through me like a freezing wind. I'm on the outside, where I've always been. I'm on the outside. Oh, Lord, I'm a troubled man, troubled man. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stay. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. Dead and gone. Children everywhere will sing my song. Keep me rocking and reeling in the great beyond. And I know that all the world's right where it belongs.
But till that day, I've had to just keep on being an outside child. Oh, Lord, being a troubled man, troubled man, troubled. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. I'm a troubled man. And I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. Yeah.
David Egan, from his 2013 disc, David Egan, self-titled disc. And again, that was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. David Egan left us, claimed by cancer, back on the 18th of March, 2016. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we take a look now at some of the music happening throughout the weekend and on into next week. This evening, Delta Papa will be playing at Blue Dog Cafe. And at Artmosphere tonight, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. Also this evening, Debris plays The Green Room. There are three bands playing at the Freetown Boom Boom Room. And Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing blues at Agave 3 right off Collie Saloon Road. Bisbanos is having four bands performing tonight, as well as The District. They're having four bands also. Jambox playing at the Grouse Room. And Wooly will be performing at Steam Press Coffee Cafe. And there are three bands playing at The Hive. And also tonight at Blue Moon Saloon, the band Brass Mimosa. Tomorrow afternoon is a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville, as there is just about every Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow evening, Sam Broussard will be playing at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also tomorrow, the Skyliners Big Band, they'll be performing at the Petroleum Club. Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band plays Grant Street Dance Hall. Also tomorrow, there are two bands playing at Poets. Spirit in the Room appears at Freetown Boom Boom Room. And Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night has the Nolans Johnnies. Artmosphere has Mangata, Pagoda Mambo, and also Easy Age. And Strange Theories at the Grouse Room tomorrow night. The four bands playing at Steam Press Coffee Cafe tomorrow evening. And Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice for the Rendezvous de Cajun tomorrow evening. Of course, carried here on KRVS. Also, tomorrow starting at noon, a Clifton Chenier celebration at the Clifton Chenier Club in New Iberia. And on Sunday, the Bill LeBlanc Trio will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie will be at Whiskey River. Zedro Ballou and the Zydeco Trendsetters play Vermilionville. And on Monday, there's a Bluegrass Jam every Monday night at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. And on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Gina Forsythe will be in New Iberia playing for the Tesh Center for the at the Tesh Center for the Arts. Also on Wednesday, every Wednesday, there's a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And also every Wednesday is open mic night at Artmosphere. We have playing for us next Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She first recorded on Halloween in 1938. Fabulous guitarist, wonderful, wonderful singer, and also fine composer. We're going to listen to her recorded back in December of 1948 with the Sammy Price Trio, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, again on guitar and vocals. She brought spiritual music into the mainstream by performing in lounges, that sort of thing, accompanied by big bands. She was a fabulous artist and ended up influencing a lot of younger performers that would end up making a big name for themselves in blues and rock and roll. Here is Sister Rosetta Tharpe with a number called The Natural Facts.
John say you must have that pure religion, must have religion in your soul converted, must have that pure religion, can't cross yet. John say you must have religion in your soul converted, must have that pure religion, can't cross yet. Talk to me, dear. Must have that. John say must have that. Talk to me, dear. a salad. Here comes the joker. Oh, he got a joker with a bottle in his pocket. Get that bottle out of your hand. Don't you can't cross there. Don't say what the hell that was. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. Don't say what the hell that. Must have a little bit of something, but it must have that. Can't cross that. Where you going, old gambler? Where you going, I say? Where you going? Throw them cards away. Don't you can't cross that. Don't say you must have that. Oh, yeah. Must have that. Don't say you must have that. Must have a little bit of something, but it must have that. Pure religion can't cross here. Where you going, old lion? Going to tell some lies. Where you going? Stop telling your lies, don't you can't cross there. Don't say you must have what? Must have that pure religion. Don't say you must have that. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross there. Wait one bank slider. Here you come slide. Where you going? Stop sliding, don't you can't cross there. Y'all say you must have that. Must have a little. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. Y'all say you must have talk. Talk. Must have that. Y'all say you must have that. Must have a little. Must have that pure religion. Here comes this peace breaker. Wake one peace breaker. Stop your peace breaking now. Don't you can't cross there. Don't say must have that. Must have a religion. Must have that. You can shout, but you must have that. Must have that pure religion. Way one, oh hypocrite. Way one, always in a Christian way. Stop your hypocrite and don't you can't cross there. Don't say must have that. What you talking about? Must have that.
The Reverend Gary Davis, Blind Gary Davis, recorded in New York City back in June of 1957. The number called Pure Religion from a disc called Pure Religion and Bad Company. Gary Davis, originally from South Carolina, big, big influence on a lot of folk and rock musicians that emerged during the 1960s. He influenced people like, blues men like Blind Boy Fuller. Fuller learned a lot from Davis. They recorded together for the first time back in 1935 in New York. Went there together. Also, people like John Cephas, Taj Mahal, and others in the folk and later rock scene, Dave Van Ronk, Ry Cooder, Bob Dylan, Jorma Kaukonen, and others. Gary Davis's style was just absolutely fabulous. He had a ragtime style of playing guitar and definitely a masterful player, and also a street singer. He moved to Harlem back in the early 1940s because he could do better as a street singer there than he could in South and North Carolina. Reverend Gary Davis. And Gary was preceded by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. We heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe doing a number called A Natural Facts, one of her own compositions, and she recorded that in December of 1948. We're going to listen next to Roy Bookbinder. He has a brand new release called Roy Bookbinder in Concert, Road Songs and Stories. This guy is a big-time storyteller. And he was also a very close friend of Reverend Gary Davis. He first became a student of Gary Davis, and then later his chauffeur and his touring companion. And, of course, obviously he learned a lot from Gary Davis. That's why essentially he became his chauffeur. He has some fabulous stories about the Reverend Gary Davis and a lot of the people that learned from Gary Davis back then. Here is Roy Bookbinder with a story about and his rendition of the Gary Davis tune Candyman. The song, Gary Davis played it in a two-finger style, thumb and forefinger, and it's out of a C position and standard tuning. And if you looked at somebody playing it from a distance, it might look pretty simple, but it's not. They've got hammer-ons and pull-offs, and definitely an interesting piece. But let me let Roy Bookbinder tell you about that.
And I got over to Reverend Davis's house. It's a long story. He said, what can you play on a guitar? Well, I had a few good tunes. I had Dave Van Rock's Candyman Blues down. Dave Van Rock was my first guitar hero. So I played that for Gary. He said, good God almighty, you sound like Dave Van Rock. I said, whoa! That's the best compliment I ever had. But Reverend Davis didn't like the way Dave Van Rock changed things. So Reverend Davis spent about 7 hours trying to unlearn the best of my three songs. And I was fighting it because I liked the way Dave Van Ronk did it better than the way Gary Davis did it. Ended up, neither of them liked the way I played it, but they're both dead, and this is what you get. Never forget how that tickled my ear when I heard that. God almighty world to keep that candy man home. Candy man, salty dog. Candy man, salty dog. Candy man, salty dog. Well, if you won't be my candy man, I won't be a. Run to get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Run to get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Candy man, Dave Van Ronk. Man, been and gone. Well, I wished I was down in New Orleans sitting on a candy man stand. I especially like that part because Dave Van Rock didn't know it. Jazz out of here. Yeah, I'd do anything in this God almighty world to keep that candy man home.
I am going to play this song that I made myself. Originated it from Atlanta. It's the three different margins of tune. Jesse was a gambler, night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a sinful boy, good-hearted but had no soul. His heart was hard and cold like ice. Little Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler, won a gang of change. And a many gambler's heart he left in pain. Little Jesse began to lose his money, but he was all alone, and his heart had even turned to stone. The police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. He says, boys, I got to die today. He had a gang of crap shooters and gamblers at his bedside, but here are the words he had to say. I guess I ought to know how I want to go. How you want to go, Jesse? I want 8 crap shooters for my Paul Barons. Let them all be dressed down in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, but only 8 men's coming back. I want a gang of gamblers gathered around my coffin side, with a crooked card fretted on my hearse. Don't say the crap shooters will never grieve over me. My life, Benny, doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard, dig my grave with an ace of spades. I want 12 polices in my film arch, high sheriff playing blackjack leading the parade. I want the judge and solicitor who jailed me 14 times for a pile of dice in my shoes. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. I want 16 real good crap shooters, 16 bootleggers to sing a song, 16 bug riders gambling with a cup of tins barred while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hamilton Hotel, 26 off of South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. No, the little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. His head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do the Charleston whilst he's dying. 1 foot up, a toenail dragging, throw my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze. He got the dying crap shooter's blues, passing out with the dying crap shooter's blues.
Blind Willie McTell. McTell recorded by John Lomax back in November of 1940, a field recording Lomax did. McTell doing Dying Crapshooter's Blues. He claims to have written the tune, but supposedly it was first recorded under the title of Gambler's Blues in 1927 by Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra. Before we heard Blind Willie McTell, we heard Roy Bookbinder from a new release, a disc called Road Songs and Stories, and we got his story and his version of the Reverend Gary Davis tune Candyman. Very interesting album, Roy Bookbinder. Quite an entertainer. Well, that song we just heard, Dying Crapshooter Blues, is definitely a first cousin of St. James Infirmary Blues. They both apparently, or at least folklorists claim, they stem from an 18th century traditional English folk song called The Unfortunate Rake. Also of this lineage is probably a Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher, same sort of same progression, that sort of thing. We're going to listen to a version of St. James Infirmary. Again, this one, its roots are pretty deep in tradition. We're going to turn to James Solberg and his band from their disc See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Here is James Solberg's version of St. James Infirmary Blues.
infirmary. I saw my baby there. Stretched out on a long white table. So cold, so pale, so fair. Sixteen cold black horses are pulling out a rubber tired hack. It took seven girls to the graveyard. Just six of them are coming back. Search this wide world over. She'll never find a man like me. H-bomb. A box black coat and a Stetson hat. Tie a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. Show the boys that I died standing fast. think I'll take another shot of booze. How about some doers up here? If anyone happens to ask you, tell them I got the St. James Infirmary Blues.
James Solberg Band with Solberg on guitar and vocals from their disc, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. That tune, of course, an old Lemon Jefferson number. This was a hot version of the classic St. James Infirmary. Again, that's obviously a second cousin to the one we heard before, Dying Crapshooter's Blues. Sounds a lot like Minnie the Mootster. And also the Streets of Laredo would have some relation there also. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're on your dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org, and on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on KRVS is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by many of you out there who generously contribute to public radio and help us keep these programs on the air. We would not be here without that support, and we'd like to thank you for that. If you're not a member and want to become one and help us keep these programs going, you can go online to krvs.org and pledge securely at that URL. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Elmore James. Here's Roy Rogers to take us up to news time with Duck Walk.